In Northwest news from KPLU, the WNBA is on a break while the gold medal winning U.S. women's national basketball team defends its Olympic title in Rio. Two Seattle Storm players are on the roster, rookie Brianna Stewart and veteran Sue Bird. Sports commentator Art Thiel talked with KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick about Team USA and about the Storm's season so far.
The U.S. women's basketball team is expected to win it all again this year, right, Art?
Yes, they have been a stout force in the Olympics, and I think with both Brianna Stewart and Sue Bird on the roster for the U.S., it's going to be fun to watch, I think, for Seattle fans. And Bird has become practically an icon. She's sort of a Michael Phelps character, you know, yeah, in terms of her frequency and the appearance and the success she's had. She's certainly been one of the premier figures in women's basketball history in this country, and it's been very cool to have her in Seattle.
And while the WNBA is on this break for the Olympics, we wanted to take the opportunity to look at the Storm's season so far. And the Storm has had the top two draft picks the last 2 years in a row with Brianna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd. Yet this season, they're 9-15. What's going on?
Well, I think it's a lot of transition because, you know, Sue Bird is not where she was when she partnered with Lauren Jackson into two championships in 2004 and 2010. Stewart is in her first year. She's going to get banged around a bit and she's going to get double teamed. And I think that's what happens a lot of the time. The Storm has been representative in most games, but they now are fourth in the 6-team Western Conference, and they've got two very good teams ahead of them in the Minnesota Lynx and the LA Sparks, 21-3 and 21-4. So the Storm still could eke into the playoffs, but this team is about next year and the year after because Stewart is going to mature into a very good player. She's already, she's fifth in the league in points, 19.2 a game. And she's also second in the league in rebounding, 9.3. So it's not like she's been terrible, but she's shooting 45%. And that's largely due to the double teams. She can be pushed. She can be pressed into some mistakes. And Jewel Lloyd still has some maturing to do, you know, as a leader and as a scorer. So I think this year is a transition year, and I don't think there needs to be any particular panic about the quality of their two top picks.
Oh, they also have a new coach as well.
Yes, so there's lots of things going on with the team that needs to try to really bear down on getting some serious defense, because that's always the thing that's toughest for a new coach to impart to a roster of relatively new players.
On another issue, Art, Storm players recently showed solidarity with some other teams who've worn Black Lives Matter t-shirts in various forms. Sue Bird even tweeted out a photo of her teammates dressed all in black with the quote from Martin Luther King Jr., "There comes a time when silence is betrayal." I wanted to get your thoughts on that and the action the WNBA took in response.
It was a cumulative pressure. I think they saw their platform as an opportunity to voice their concerns. So they wore these t-shirts in warm-ups, not in the game. And the WNBA fined each player $500 and fined the team. And that really drew attention because, wait a minute, you're curbing free speech here. And the league said, no, this is a uniform thing. And a few days later, the WNBA rescinded it because it looked really bad. And in my mind, I think it's really important for players, if they feel so moved and they understand the issue, to speak out. The nation is convulsed by what's happening with the police shootings and shootings of police. And these women got together and said, we think we need to make people uncomfortable. And lots of dollars can go away from outspoken athletes or teams. But on the other hand, I've never known comfortable people to do anything about injustice. So anything the WNBA does or any professional athlete does to use that platform, I say you go for it.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.